Successive governments over the years have been championing the rollout of the national ID card as part of efforts to ensure easy identification of all. The process, which started in 2008, has however been halted a number of times due to challenges. The card, to be known as the Ghana card, will among other things uniquely identify the individual based on biometric features. It will also be used for verification and authentication in healthcare, passport acquisition, driving license, shipping and clearing of goods and credit information. Vice President Bawumia said the vision of government is to build a modern Ghana. He said the ID card, when fully operational, will make doing business in Ghana easy. He entreated all to also sign onto the digital address and system.
Once Ghana has a unique database where everybody is registered and everybody has a unique number, the benefits for all of us is very, very simple. Banks can easily verify your identity. Same with SNIT, same with when you are getting a passport, a driver's license, and so on. We will benefit tremendously as a country from this national ID system. And I dare say it is probably going to be one, if not the most important reform that we are going to be seeing in this country under this term. We should all make sure we know our digital addresses as we go to register for the national ID. It's not difficult to find once you use the app.
The Director General of SNIT, John Ofori-Tenkran, who read a speech on behalf of the Minister for Monitoring and Evaluation, commended the President for his relentless contribution to making this a reality. He gave the assurance that the vehicles will be put to good use. Mr. Ofori-Tenkran explains how the whole process will be done.
The operational rollout plan will have the registration exercise commence in the Greater Accra region. But the authority in the first few days will attend to persons belonging to recognized institutions like the security services, the media, the judiciary, before it starts with the mass registration. The team would spend 2 months in Greater Accra because of the population size and move to the central region for 1 month.
Mr. Ofori-Tenkran also outlined the options for persons who do not have any form of identification for the registration of the national ID card.
Citizens who genuinely do not have any legal verification documents. The law makes provision for such persons through what is referred to as the vouching for process. The authority shall require a relative of the applicant to identify the applicant under oath for not having any of the verification documents, or two persons determined by the board to identify the applicant under oath where the applicant has no known relatives. The person or persons vouching for the applicant must have been registered with their details already captured in the national database.
The Executive Secretary of the National Identification Authority, Professor Ken Atefa, said the national ID will be a dependable form of identification for all Ghanaians. He noted that the authority is ready for the rollout of the pilot phase next month, adding that the authority is collaborating with the National Commission for Civic Education, the Information Service Department, and other key stakeholders to intensify education on the card.
A report by Mercy Darko.